Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the people that live in bunkers. Your air is stale. Your food is stale. Good morning to the farmers farming fungus in Sector 2 Alpha. Good morning to the harvesters driving big old cattle trucks with Christmas lights on them. They pull into the parking lot, maybe Davis, maybe Safeway. It's midnight, Sunday night. You know what they're gonna pick up, right? It is Sunday, February the 16th, I believe. It is Sunday, February the 16th, that's 216. It is almost 5:40 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. The sun ain't up yet. The moon just went to bed. The ground is getting rough, but you're getting buff, baby. Kettle Club. Sovietology. The study of political policies and developments of the former Soviet government, Sovietology. The inspection of the Kremlin and its control mechanisms of the former USSR, Sovietology. Sovietology. Another definition for Sovietology would be the ability to read tea leaves, to interpret propaganda, to understand the machinations of your enemy based upon a thorough understanding of the social sciences and other hermeneutic disciplines that apply. But that's an academic squishy name to apply a discipline focused at one group of people to all groups of people, but specifically your enemies. Your enemies that you believe have hidden agendas and you have no direct inspection of. You know, human intelligence, and I don't mean human intelligence, but I mean human, the way the CIA uses the term. Human intelligence means spies on the ground, right? You got a spy at the Kremlin. But if you're like me, and frankly the United States, according to its theories, during the Cold War, you might not have a spy at the Kremlin. You might not have a spy sitting next to Mao. Of course, if we put on our proper helmets, we can see the truth. But for now, let's play pretend. What is definitely true, what is 100% correct, is you do not have a spy in the George Carlin Club. You don't have a spy sitting at the table. There may be lots of members, but you're not a member. You never will be, and you won't know somebody who is, ever. The third definition of a Sovietologist is really just a bunch of CIA spooks that get paid to read Pravda. Just a bunch of spooks in a basement. Here's your fucking Pravda. Did you know Pravda means truth? Did you know Pravda, eto Pravda, it is the truth, man. Ace for Dodd, eto Pravda, Pravda is the truth. You want some fucking irony, baby? That's right there in your face, you fuck. Yeah, third definition is just a bunch of fucking spooks at Langley, at LL100, and all they do all day is they read Esvestia and Pravda and the various Red Army pamphlets that tell you all the things you need to know about the Red Army. And during detente, a period of time roughly from, let's say, 1963 to 71, roughly, could say 72. But more or less, there was a period of detente, and during detente, a lot of Soviet materials became available. But still, you're talking about an enemy that is secretive, that has tyrannical authoritarian control mechanisms, has compartmentalization, and is unlikely to be honest. And it's very corruption. Its inefficiencies become a way of hiding its agendas. Yeah. Well, here you go. This is not our situation. We don't have any good information. We don't. None of us do. In 2020, the National Weather Service published a statement saying, and I've mentioned this before, saying that there wasn't enough bandwidth on the internet for them to have their web services publishing weather data. Now, if you understand the internet, if you understand like porn and gaming and commerce, and if you know anything about web services associated with scientific data, you would know the story's bullshit. You might not know what the truth is, but you know the story is bullshit. It's like in 2018, I think. The Trump administration issued two white papers. One said the Arctic is open for business. The other said there's never been more Arctic ice. You can believe one of those things. You can't believe both. I'm sorry. It doesn't mean you have to listen to Greta Thunberg. Frankly, listening to her is a dead end. Literally. Figuratively. There's no irony there. Al Gore and Greta Thunberg at this point are dead ends. If you know, you know. I don't know if Dane Wigington is a dead end. I have a link to his most recent video podcast. He does these on YouTube. He complains about being suppressed, but, you know, I don't know how many channels he's had canceled at 60 followers. So I have a hard time dealing with anybody from YouTube these days. The fact that he has so many followers and he's on YouTube makes him suspect from my perspective. No offense. He says some things related to the COVID and the vaccine that I think are false, which means that he may be accidentally doing this, but I think he's spreading a lot of fear that probably doesn't exist. Which means, in the context of the COVID, he's supporting the PSYOP. And it doesn't mean he's doing it on purpose, but yeah, he still does that little fear-mongering about the bacteria from the sky. And it really, it's probably simpler to say that when you spray people with poisonous gases, they can die. You don't need viruses or bacteria. If what you're doing is using dangerous compounds to affect the weather, and a lot of these compounds are probably toxic to life, you don't need any bacteria. You don't need any viruses. At a certain level, you get toxic shock, which means an immediate allergic reaction. Basically, at a certain level, these toxins act like a chemical weapon, and they simply kill people. When I was seeing the videos out of Wuhan, China, early in 2020, late 2019, I did not immediately say to myself, oh, that looks like a virus. What I thought was, that looks like, you know, a chemical weapon or something else. It could be radiation, but viruses don't do that. Not really. Even Ebola, you basically stop being able to walk at least a few hours before you die from Ebola. So people just don't keel over from Ebola. They start getting so sick they can't move, and then eventually they die. So Dane Wigington might be a dead end. I don't think he is. But when it comes to geoengineering, he's probably the only source on the internet right now that you might be able to trust. And when it comes to that subject, when he focuses on that subject, not on, you know, viruses and bacteria, but when he focuses on the issue at hand, which is the geoengineering, I want to believe that he's basically telling the truth and he's done this research. But like I said, folks, these days, if you're on YouTube and you're a quote-unquote edgelord, then I do ask myself, how do you survive there? Because I don't think there's this free enterprise everybody talks about. It doesn't really exist. It's highly curated, highly controlled. Whether it's the marketplace or the fucking situation on the internet, people want to believe it's the Wild West. It's really the opposite. And if it was the Wild West, it was the Wild West from 95 to 2000. And then, you know, the walls came down. Yeah. So this next topic is related to USAID, USAID. Here's the thing, folks. You got to think on this for a second, because it's kind of important. When you understand that Trump could be a giant smoke grenade, from a Sovietological perspective, you have to ask yourself then, why USAID? Because it's sort of like what he did in 2016. You remember the debate? It was October 2016, where he said, I'll put you in jail in like the first month or the first 30 days. I don't give a fuck. He never put Hillary in jail. But a lot of fucking rubes believed he would. And already there are a lot of angry people, mega heads, who are asking the question, where are the arrests? Has Fauci been arrested yet? What about Bill Gates? What about the entire, you know, C-suites of Pfizer, Eli Lilly, probably every hospital system in the country? Where have been the arrests, you know? And that's the thing. USAID, if you see this as how I see it, which is before the thing hits, whatever it is, and I think it's going to be pretty fucking awful, but before the real thing hits, you got to be smart about your timeouts. I mean, this is really the fourth quarter for them. This is the final scene, final act. This is what they get to do before it gets real. And they need to manage it still. So when you're tossing people out of the bus, off the back of the train, when you're tossing people off the bullet train going 300 miles an hour, you got to be smart about who you toss first. And USAID makes a lot of sense if they're really doing it. Honestly, brothers and sisters, if you see the United States government on one level as a money laundering machine, which means that you don't need the Ukraine war. Oh my God, talk about limited hangouts. Dan, they're using the Ukraine war to launder money. Yeah, I mean, that's what a launderer would say. The United States government has been a money laundering machine probably since the beginning. That means before the Federal Reserve, that means before all the national bank crises of the 19th century, probably from the fucking beginning, one of the purposes of the CODIS wasn't so much to protect your freedom. You sold out on that great, 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 whatever the fuck, grandpa. No. Probably from the beginning, the United States of America was, on one level, a money laundering machine. And it worked, and it keeps working. There are people overseas that buy dollars to use dollars. We buy other currencies to do funky shit with them. You know, I don't know if you know about something called the yen carry trade, but in terms of economics, it's probably as important as, you know, other major impacts of the last three or four decades. You know, the whole big deal about packaging up home loans into securities and selling bonds based on them. The yen carry trade was as big a deal. Not a lot of people know about it, but a lot of it is about money laundering, or even just the arbitrage of one group of poor people against another. And it really is that way. In a truly free economy, we would not have the poverty we currently have. We certainly wouldn't have a lot of other issues too. But we don't have that. We don't have free enterprise. For all the pretend that you pretend to have, this is a neo-Stalinist hellhole. And if you're tossing people out of the back of the bus in this neo-Stalinist hellhole, USAID makes sense. Most Americans have no clue what it does. You'll see a lot of fuzzy PSAs about mine removal, and, you know, I have a link to HIV drugs. But even these stories that are quote-unquote coming out to show the other side are designed to piss people off. It's an orchestrated effort. You know, a lot of folks are looking at this and they're seeing something they believe is real because they're seeing some sort of minimal resistance. But frankly, a lot like 2009, the resistance looks futile. It looks really empty. USAID makes sense, folks. He didn't go for the IRS first. They're not stopping the wars. Not really. The FBI is probably just getting its own little lipstick redone. USAID makes so much sense. They can still ship money to whatever motherfucker they want to ship money to. There are so many NGOs that currently do what USAID does. They don't need it. It was always going to be the first person pushed out of the back of the bus. Now, could there be others coming soon? Well, supposedly, hundreds of thousands of federal workers are about to get fired or quitting or whatever. I think they're doing the buyouts, right? Brothers and sisters, some of you look at this and you see something good coming. I don't have to tell you. Next topic. Okay, so it came out that Elon Musk, has a lot of love children. They're baby childs. They're little Bunkton babies. Again, you know, if you've read my Danifesto, you know the mythology of the Battle of Bunkton. And I think Elon, with his time machine, figured that shit out. And he's having little Bunkton babies everywhere. Bunktus babies, Bunktus whole babies. Good on Elon, right? Elon's come surprise. You can read the article about this. Ashley St. Clair, influencers, hypogamy, like I give a fuck, next topic. Oh boy, Dan, you're going through this too fast. I'm kind of glad. So there's a couple states currently, Ohio and Mississippi, that are trying to pass bills to make it illegal to ejaculate without the intent to conceive. Now, understand this, folks. You know, this also is so absurd that to see this as anything else other than smoke from a Sovietological perspective means you're fucking insane. This is an insane law, as Fiorello LaGuardia, a Democrat, I don't like to quote Democrats, but as he once said, a law that cannot be enforced, won't be enforced, blah, 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 is no law, whatever. The point is, this is not a law that anyone could ever enforce, okay? It's obviously bullshit. How do you possibly find somebody? I mean, basically, we'd have to wear cod pieces. Yep, we'd have to wear these cod pieces probably immediately from when we're like, I don't know, 11 or 12. And these cod pieces would be hooked up to an internet of things. Oh yeah, IoT cod pieces. And if you were in bed with the proper kind of woman suitable to you, they would allow you to ejaculate. Otherwise, you get a shock. You get a shock in the nads. They inject a poison. Yeah. But if you do what you're supposed to do, the little door opens on the giant spaceship. Coming in for a landing, baby, we get to finally conceive. We wasted no semen. All the sperm are sacred. And I mean, if you've ever watched any of the movies, you know, the Monty Python, and I think it is in The Meaning of Life, but I believe there's a song about how all the sperm are sacred. And listen, this is the kind of law you pass if you want all the sperm to be sacred, just like Monty Python told us. They saw the future. Folks, these things aren't accidental. And if you understand that the thing about the USAID and must love children, if you see this for what it is, it's a lot of noise and clamor. It's a lot of smoke. It's so much smoke that if you don't interpret it as smoke, your only other alternative is that somehow it's morning in America again, right? Everything's better again. Look at all these world leaders saying, oh, I could be mega. A lot of fucking smoke, folks. And Trump is not the fire. Neither is Musk, okay? But yeah, there's going to be jizz police. So this next topic is a bunch of topics, but it's related to Sovietology, but I'm going to go over it. Now, I don't like talking about the Trump can't-dos and the Trump miracles because that's way too partisan. I don't think this has anything to do with Trump or Kamala or Trump or Biden, or Obama, or any of those people in various forms and shapes. I think it's something deeper. So I don't want to talk about Trump can't-dos and Trump miracles. They serve a purpose. They're smoke. Let's talk about the bad food. RFK Jr. says the poors on food stamps can no longer have the Coca-Cola. They can't have the sugary cookies. They can't buy candy bars. And listen, folks, that's actually sound. That's really crappy food. If you are buying food, buying those kinds of foods is probably bad for you. However, there is an exception. Think about the bad food. Bad food is canned food, like canned chili. I'm sure they'll tell us, oh, canned chili's no good. The poors don't get to buy that. Most long-term storage, hydrogenated foods, foods that contain lots of salts, the poors can't have that. Very soon, the food the poors can't have will be solely for Mega Man and his bunker, and the poors can, you know, beat bricks. And maybe even a bag of rice will be reclassified as kind of sugary and bad food, along with potatoes. You know, ground beef, stuff the poors could afford. Well, very soon, nobody? Very soon, the bad food, which will be the most available, which means that if they succeed in saying people on food stamps can't have the bad food, well, I don't know how to put it to you that they'll be the ones that starve first. In the cities. Oh, damn, I'm a prepper out in the woods. I like my microplastics and my organic. Yeah, I know. I know you're fake. I know you're fake. I figured out all of you fakers years ago, but I couldn't admit it to myself. You can send me a nasty email and tell me about your fucking organic garden. Shit's not growing right where I live. And I've lived a few places, so shut the fuck up. You're not going to escape this. If this is just nature, there's no escaping it. If this is God's plan, see what I just said and multiply times infinity. You know, taken to the power of infinity. That's right. By classifying these foods as bad foods, it definitely means one thing. The people on food stamps won't be purchasing them. And the problem is, a lot of the quote-unquote good foods, some of them will be reclassified, and others will simply not be there. Because during the first stage of this famine, you better believe they're going to have a shit ton of highly processed, highly preserved food in warehouses that they'll control. They already do. I think that they've been working off of a stored food model probably for the last decade. Where they can grow it, then they store it. And they understand the mechanisms for storing things like potatoes and apples and oranges, you name it. They can store a lot of these foods for a lot longer than you realize. And I think they've been working off of that model probably for a decade. Probably about the time you started seeing the sushi, the little sushi stand, get into the produce section, if you know, you know. Probably just before that first cop showed up at the grocery store. I mean guy with gun, if you know, you know. And then by the end of 2019, there were two dudes guarding the food at the grocery store. I think it was the Marsh off of Broadway, if you know, you know. Or is it Kroger, as if I care. Safeway. Another thing. Trump has been trumpeting, excuse me, not Trump, Musk. Musk has been trumpeting having babies. And a lot of folks, especially a lot of Christians who are, many of them probably good Christians, are hearing that message and treating it as a good sign. Telling everybody you need to have a lot of babies. Have as many babies as you can. In fact, even some people saying you should go to jail if you don't have no babies. Yeah. I find it remarkable because it's funny. Like back in May, I said there are anarchists on Twitter. People who call themselves anarchists who are going to go mega very, very soon. Very, very soon. And you got these characters like Captain Ann Capistan, which I'm convinced is a U.S. Air Force troll, talking about how we should be able to control the food people eat. And it's remarkable. I don't like these foods. These foods are terrible. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Whether it's the crappy processed can of food, whether it's the terrible candy bar, whether it's the highly hydrogenated peanut butter or the cricket powder or any of the other garbage seed oil crap they want to sell you, you will be hoping you had that when you're staring at your fucking dog after about a month of there being no food. And if you have kids, like Papa Blump Trump Musk is telling you to do, you're going to be in an even more desperate fucking state. If you're pregnant, yeah. I wonder how easy it's going to be to control you. You can see this how you want to see it, brothers and sisters. Oh, such a good sign. Musk is saying we should have babies so we can go to Mars. No, this is a control mechanism. I'm certain they would love it if as many people got pregnant as possible, because in addition to all the other smoke and stress, well, this will definitely put things in a weird state. And if you go deeper and uglier, you're left with other interpretations. Because in the midst of a famine, if a lot of Americans have kids, can you imagine what happens? And for those in the world of the occult, of the hidden, of the encrypted crypto world, the world of the grifters and the dark one, which means the world of Satan, a bunch of people eating a bunch of babies, that's got to work some black magic, right? You can choose to see what you want to see. This is your option, okay? You can look at the, well, like for example, you can see an article about how they just arrested a bunch of illegals at a bakery in Texas, and you can say to yourself, well, good, now they're going to ship the illegals back to Mexico, all 50 of them. And if you understand math, you'd know at the current rate, it's going to take a few decades to even make a dent in it, but hey, you can see it as one thing, but if you understand that a lot of this exploding cow bullshit, a lot of these food processing plants catching fire, a lot of the fucking bullshit around the monkeys and pigs and chickens and cows having sex and getting more herpes, if you look at this particular story about all these workers who have been caught and thrown away, if you think about the ships that get stuck in the canals, if you put them all together, you see a lot of Soviet, late Soviet excuses for why there's no food. The weird random fucking strikes, the other bullshit. I mean, a lot of this is designed to throw monkey wrenches into things so that when the time comes, during the first week or two, when people can pretend it's like 2020 and the toilet paper shortage, or the coin shortages of 2022, they can go to pretend land in their heads. And they can pretend for at least a week or two, because maybe they got enough food for a week or two. Maybe they got enough food for a month. And they can go to pretend land and pretend everything's okay. This helps with that. This gives people excuses. Oh, there's no systemic issue, Dan. It's just a temporary shortages. Yeah. I think you're going to find very soon that these temporary shortages might have definitions of 5 to 10 years. But understand this, like you probably can't hold your breath for 3 hours, you probably can't go without eating for, you know, more than a few weeks. Probably not 5 to 10 years. Good luck. Because that's your optimistic interpretation of when this bullshit ends right there. Oh boy. Did you know that if you only move a couple letters in Musk, it spells comes. You move the K to the front, you flip the M around, and it's just like comes. And then you reverse that, it's smuck. It's smuck must comes. Smuck must comes. Oh my God, that's like a satanic ritualistic bullshit. I bet that's the meaning of him. Smuck must comes. Smuck must comes. Smuck must comes. He will give you a baby. You will name it Leroy. He looks like a penis, doesn't he, Elon? He kind of looks like a penis. He started his early days as a success story making pornography on the internet financially feasible. He launches his rockets. You know what they're shaped like. He's really, really into cars. He's really, really into cars. He launches his rockets. Smuck must comes. He was on the internet. Smuck must comes. He looks like a penis. Smuck must comes. The Freudian distance defined here is zero, which means Musk is, in duck typing terms, just a fucking penis. He's a cockhead. He's a dick. I don't know, folks. If you need to look at this whole we're all gonna have babies as a good sign, I get it. I understand. I do. It's the reason why I'm having a hard time moderating my drinking. Because when I give myself a moment to look at the sky, to look at the snow that doesn't melt away, just sort of disappears, when I give myself a moment to meditate on the very little bits of news I can verify, the picture looks kind of fucking terrible. And it doesn't mean it's the end of the world, but if you're seeing this as mourning in America, remember, mourning sounds a certain way, can be spelled two different ways. Like a phono, no, I don't want to talk about that grammar English shit. The point is, you can also spell mourning mourning, which is to say mourning as in you're mourning the death of someone. So maybe when they utter mourning in America, maybe that's what they mean. I'm not opposed to you having babies if you want to have babies. People, in order to survive, will have to keep having children. But anybody telling you to have children or not have children is suspect. Okay? You're not a crop. You see, that's the thing about this little side story about these geniuses saying, oh, I think it should be illegal for you not to have children. Is all of a sudden you are a slave. You're 100% a slave. One side tells you to not have kids. The other side tells you to have kids. They're both treating you like a fucking wretched slave. Do you understand? They don't fucking care about you. And I don't mean Trump or Elon Musk. I don't even know who these puppets are. They don't seem real to me. I mean the folks pulling the strings. They don't give a fuck about you. They could care less. If you believe anything coming out of Gaza in the last year and a half, then it should be clear. They don't give a fuck, period. You don't drop that much ordnance on such a small place if you actually give a fuck. I mean, this is beyond nihilism. When you're at that point, it's pretty fucking nihilistic. There's this one movie about the Vietnam War. And it's one of my favorite Vietnam War films. And I think it was called The Boys of Company C. And at one point in the film, this dude orders an airstrike on a part of Vietnam. He orders in the planes to drop napalm and high explosive. And it's all bullshit. It's so that they can have their own little bit of 4th of July in the jungle. And it all seems really stress relieving and funny. The problem is, any random part of the jungle is going to have life forms. It's going to have things growing. It's probably even going to have people walking through it. So from that perspective, it's not so fucking funny. You can look at this baby thing as being funny if you want to. You can look at it as being serious and say, oh, it's so great, Dan. We're finally going to have a future again. Or you can see it the way I do. That in their heads, a bunch of people that are pregnant are much easier to deal with, including the people that care for them. Are you learning? Sovietology is the study of the political policies and developments of the former Soviet government. It's the ability to read tea leaves, to interpret propaganda, to understand the machinations of your enemy based upon a thorough understanding of the social sciences and other hermeneutic disciplines that apply. It's all of us sitting in our rooms, sitting in our basements, driving to work, looking at the picture and saying, I don't know what right is, but there's something wrong. Have a great rest of your Sunday, baby. Have a great rest of your life.